This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories. He was the city's top cop on 9/11, but his fall from grace is also a part of the story of Bernie Kerik. Here's more on the passing of the city's former top cop, 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck, in Midtown this morning. Glenn.
Yeah, Paul, born in Newark, Bernie Kerik's career, of course, soared to become the top cop of the NYPD, eventually labeled America's cop, because of his work leading the department through the 9/11 terror attack and beyond.
We want to get in there. We want to rescue the people that are alive and well in there. But we have to do it safely. And we've had an enormous problem with the structural damage because the buildings keep collapsing.
But then, as you mentioned, a stunning fall of felony charges in 2009, leading to a four-year sentence in federal prison. Kerik served 3 years and was eventually pardoned in 2020 by President Trump. Rudy Giuliani saying he is heartbroken.
Don't think there are very few people in my life that I relied on more than Bernie Kerik. Nor are there too many people in my life. Actually, there was no one in my life that was braver than he was.
Kerik died at the age of 69 yesterday at New York Presbyterian Hospital. He had been there most of this past month being treated for a heart ailment. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Glenn, two New York City police detectives are on desk duty as the department is investigating their work for the crypto investors who were charged in that Soho torture case. One of the detectives is a 20-year veteran who was assigned to executive protection in the NYPD and allegedly picked up the victim at the airport and drove him to that Prince Street townhouse. The other detective was paid for security work off duty. Officials said these two detectives had no knowledge of illegal or inappropriate behavior and that the mayor also had no knowledge or connection to the two suspects. The man arrested a week ago in that kidnapping and torture case has been denied bail following his indictment. The attorney for John Woltz requested a $2 million bond, citing his client's lack of a criminal record. But the judge denied bail. His alleged accomplice in the case surrendered to police on Tuesday. The NYPD is out with photos of the suspect they're seeking in an attack on an MTA bus driver this month. The victim is recovering after he was bashed in the head with a wrench by a passenger in Red Hook. The suspect got into some sort of argument with the driver of the B61 bus before displaying the wrench and then using it. He fled in a scooter from the crime scene back on May 13th, says the NYPD. Now let's hear the sound of some celebration here in the city. Nixon 7. Call this the Knicks' new mantra. New York beat the Indiana Pacers 111-94. Game 5 at the Garden. So exciting, Knick fan Andrew grabbed his phone to tell us.
The energy was loud. We got this dominant win. We should have won it. The series should have been over, but we're back here. It's Game 6 going on, and we're right there. We're going to win that game. We're going to come back here. Garden's going to be electric.
With their backs against the wall, the Knicks got a total team effort led by none other than Jalen Brunson to smash the Pacers and send the series back to Indiana.
Brunson left elbow pulls up for two over Turner. Connects. Jalen Brunson, 32 points. He's had at least 30 in all but one game of the series, and that was the Game 3 win.
And he does it this time in a Game 5 win. Knicks radio with the call. Brunson shot a blistering 12 of 18 from the floor for his 32, and New York hammered Indiana 111-94. Karl Anthony Towns with a big game and big efforts off the bench from Josh Hart, Deuce McBride, and Landry Shamet. Shamet leaving to a standing ovation. The Knicks will look to force a seventh game as they play Game 6 tomorrow night. Jerry Recco, 1010 Winds Sports on 92.3 FM.
The top candidates for the job of the city's bookkeeper meeting last night for a debate. Controller contenders Mark Levine, the Manhattan Borough President, Councilmember Justin Brennan, they're on Picks 11. Asked if they're just running for this job as a springboard to the mayor's office someday.
I'm running for my dream job. Really, this is what I've been working for my whole career. I want to be the comptroller of New York.
I'm not going to sit up here and lie that I've been dreaming about being the controller since I was a little kid. I'm running for controller because in this moment, we need a fighter, and I'm that fighter.
1010 Wins a co-sponsor of the debate last night, along with the city's campaign finance board. Some harrowing testimony about life in hell is Sean Combs' personal assistants, this in the Diddy trial here in the city. The witness testifying under an assumed name and telling a terrifying story, too.
Mia had only been working for Sean Diddy Combs for a few months. They were at the Plaza Hotel here in New York, where he was holding his 40th birthday party. As his personal assistant, she was summoned up to the penthouse, where she said he kissed her and put his hand up her dress. In a separate incident at his L.A. home, she said she was asleep in her room when he came in and raped her. She said she froze, she was terrified, didn't react, and told no one. Julia Papa, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
A 13-year-old from Texas is the winner of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Faizan Zaki was two words away from winning. He stumbled over the word comalina, starting it with the letter K. It's C. It's a flower variety, by the way. He quickly corrected himself and went on to win with this.
Your word is éclaircissement.
Éclaircissement. E-C-L-A-I-R-C-I-S-S-E-M-E-N-T. Éclaircissement.
That is correct.
By the way, that word means an enlightened explanation. It's of French origin, and no kidding. Brian Liu, the pride of Great Neck North Middle School in Long Island, tied for fourth place after advancing through 10 rounds of the competition. A show of support for a Venezuelan man, Dylan Lopez Contreras, who was living in the Bronx before a hearing and his arrest by ICE agents at the courthouse.
Over 100 protesters on the steps of the Tweed courthouse demanding the release of 20-year-old Dylan, a student from the Bronx.
Dylan is a 20-year-old young man, an asylum seeker of Venezuelan descent. He's also a student with friends, family, and a Bronx community that loves him.
Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez says that Dylan was following the law. He was ordered to come to court, and he did.
No warning, no lawyer, no chance to say goodbye to his family.
Advocates are calling for Dylan's release and urging lawmakers to speak up. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
The Department of Homeland Security says that Lopez Contreras was in the country illegally under the Biden administration and has been placed in what they call expedited removal proceedings. Bones found along three beaches on the Jersey Shore have been tied to a shipwreck in the 19th century. Captain Henry Goodsell was skippering the Oriental from New England to Philadelphia when he died with the entire crew off Brigantine in 1844. Investigators were able to track down his great-great-granddaughter in Maryland for a DNA sample. His bones were found in Margate, Ocean City, and Longport between 1995 and 2013.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.